The man who produced a complete readout of his own DNA, then went on to decipher the genetics of his poodle, has made the first pass at reading the DNA of the Sargasso Sea. J. Craig Venter and some collaborators scooped up samples of seawater from near Bermuda and found more than 1 million new genes from marine life, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Craig Venter chose the Sargasso Sea partly because he loves to sail his yacht there, and partly because it was thought to be a relatively simple marine ecosystem. He brought buckets of mostly bacterial DNA back to his own institute near Washington, D.C., and when he dumped this DNA into his gene deciphering machines, Venter could hardly believe how many new genes, and therefore how many potentially new species of microbes he saw.
We calculated a minimum of 1,800 new species. The maximum number is 53,000, totally depending on the assumptions that are used. Over 1.2 million new genes and several relatively complete genomes.
To put that 1.2 million new genes in perspective, Venter says he found just 26,000 genes when he helped read out the human genetic code. Among the most exciting findings, published online by Science magazine, is the discovery of 800 genes that apparently help marine microbes capture energy from sunlight. He can't help wondering whether some of those work better than the light-gathering molecules previously known to science.
I think that would not only be one of the most extraordinary findings in biology, but could have immense practical applications in terms of extending the efficiency of light-gathering from the sun for all kinds of purposes.
The research has sparked a lot of buzz among oceanographers who study microbes. Steve Giovannoni is from the University of Oregon.
It's staggering, the amount of data, and I think, in fact, I'm getting emails from excited colleagues already because that data is on the web, and it's going to be a goldmine for marine microbiologists trying to understand the ecosystem.
The one drawback of this data, and it's a big one, is that all these genes from the sea are jumbled together in one pot. Some are linked to one another, and a few are even in very large chunks. But the DNA is still in 800,000 disconnected pieces. An ecologist like Giovannoni would like to be able to figure out which genes go with which organisms. He says the new data will help.
If you know a gene's present in the water that has a function that's important for ecology, then at least you know what to go looking for.
Another marine biologist, Tony Knapp, helped gather the samples from the Bermuda Biological Station for research. He says the results are a stark reminder about how much there is yet to learn from the ocean.
You know, there's so much wealth of knowledge that's just sitting there, and I think this paper shows that the diversity is absolutely incredible, even in a place where you would expect, you know, a little less.
This is just the beginning of a new passion for Craig Venter. His sailboat is now on an around-the-world cruise to collect many more samples for study. At a news conference Thursday, Venter reported that his boat is in the Galapagos Islands at the moment.
I will be joining the vessel again very soon to head to French Polynesia. It's tough duty.
When all is said and done, Venter hopes to collect 1 billion new genes from the oceans of the world. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.